guys. I'm Lance Carter from Daily Actor. Well, Kathy Bates got a bit of good news today. Her NBC show Harry's Law just got an additional order of 6 scripts, adding to the already 13 episodes they were scheduled to shoot. I talked to Kathy in a conference call, and on the phone, she's not at all like the gruff characters she usually portrays, Harry included. This is the second time I've talked with her, and she's just as nice as can be. Almost shy, it kind of seems. She clearly loves working on the show, but says that learning all the lines and actually absorbing them is a challenge. Kathy talked about the surprises of being a lead in a show, if she thinks she's a role model, and if she struggles with aging. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Kathy.
Knowing that you've built a comfortable life for yourself and you've done so well in your career, what would you do if you had to start all over again at your age?
Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I don't even like to think about the prospect of having to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so grateful to have this job. I know a lot of people my age are having to start over, and I don't know what I could begin to do. I think I would probably try to get a job involving animals, something more quiet and less public.
So then we can say that you're enjoying this role as on the Harris Law, yes?
Absolutely. I'm very happy to have a job every day, and I enjoy acting. I've always enjoyed it, and I'm really enjoying working on this particular character and the challenge of also putting in the hours that we do for television. It's been difficult, but a pleasure, if that makes sense. I like getting up in the morning and going to work. I can't believe I say that, but I do.
You've played so many different characters in your career. What do you find the most impressive or surprising about her?
Well, I love playing someone. I think all of us have been in situations where we've maybe had a confrontation with someone, and we walk away from it, and then maybe a few minutes later or even a day later, we think, oh, I wish I had said that. I wish I had been clever enough to say exactly this to that person. And I think that's one of the things that Harry has, is that ability that we all wish we had to say in the moment eloquently and forcefully exactly what's on our mind and what even makes the best argument at a given moment. And it's fun to be able to sort of to play someone that has that almost superhuman ability to express themselves in that way. And I love playing a character who's blunt, who's irritable, who doesn't get along with everybody, who doesn't make any secret of her feelings, and yet at the same time she's complex, and we don't really understand everything that's going on with Harry at the moment, and things are revealed in time. And I enjoy playing that complex character.
You know, you directed one of our favorite shows, 6 Feet Under, and we're wondering if you have any interest or plans to direct Harry's Law this season.
Not this season, certainly. You know, I have been thinking about it a little bit. Paul McCrane, who has come back to the show this season, has directed one and did a beautiful job, and it made me think about it, but it would have to be an episode where, or the previous episode, I would be lighter in the episode so I could prep. I did a film for a Lifetime called Ambulance Girl that I both acted in and directed, so that isn't so much the problem. It's the time to really prep the show, and that would require being in an episode less than I normally am.
In this season, in season 2, will we get opportunity for Harry to have a love interest? And if so, I guess I have to ask this, is there any potential romantic interest between Harry and Tommy Jefferson? I know there's always been, I guess, a very weird chemistry between the two, possibly romantic, and so I just wanted to get your feel on that.
Well, you know, I don't think that there is a romantic there is definitely a chemistry between the two, but I think it has to do with something a bit more basic, and that is that of all the people in the office, he's the one that understands her dilemma with getting older and how she looks at life. And he's the only one that kind of can commiserate. But I think Tommy has demonstrated on more than one occasion that he has a thing for the younger ladies, and for he usually pays to have a companion. So I doubt that they would have a romantic fling. I think he goes more for the younger ones. But I don't know whether Harry would have a romantic interest. I think it would have to be somebody who would really be used to her, would have to be somebody who would put up with how prickly she is, certainly.
You had mentioned some challenges with working on the show, and I had wondered what has been one of your biggest challenges working on the show, and how did you overcome that challenge?
Well, I guess my biggest challenge is learning lines every day and every weekend. Takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of focus, and making peace with that and realizing that that comes along with the job, and that I have to just get the work done and not complain about it. That's been my biggest challenge, not just learning the lines, but absorbing the lines and digesting them so that the lines disappear and Harry takes their place.
Do you consider Harry as a type of role model for women? I mean, she goes by a man's name, of course, but maybe that's in an affectionate way. But what do you think about her particular life in view of women today?
Well, I think she's a professional woman. I think she's a woman who's probably given a lot for her profession, and I'm very curious about Harry's background. I know she's been married a couple of times, and you never know with David whether a prodigal child will show up at some point or not, and so I don't know that she's necessarily a role model for women. I mean, I think she is certainly a woman who speaks her mind and tries to stand up for those causes that she believes are right. And she certainly speaks eloquently in the courtroom. And she's a smart woman. She's not particularly affectionate, I don't think. I think she's got a heart of gold underneath all of that, but she's pretty blunt and pretty straightforward. I guess I don't know that I think of her as a role model for women, except for the fact that she is a strong woman and that she has made her way, certainly, in a world that is very difficult for women, which is the law, I think.
Do you struggle with aging?
Yeah, I guess I do think about aging, certainly, and as I get older, I'm happy that the show requires me to walk a lot. It forces me to get a lot of exercise, whether I want to or not, so that's a good thing. So, yeah, I do think about getting older. There are things that I can't do as well as I used to, and but being a cancer survivor, I'm just really glad to be here. I guess that's the bottom line.
Are you all done with The Office? Any chance we'll see you back there at any point?
No, I mean, I'm all done. I think, they've got James Spader now. I think they realized with my with my schedule with Harry, it just wasn't able to be there as much as I wanted to. So, unfortunately, I wasn't able to do both.
Is there something about Harry that we're going to learn this season a little more about that backstory? I mean, how much do you know about that backstory, and how much leeway do you have saying, David, this would be swell if I could, this could be me? I mean, how do you want to see her change?
Well, there are a couple of things that are revealed about her that I don't want to reveal now, but it's always a surprise to me. And David is very much the creator of the show, and I have little to no input about what happens to Harry, although we do have some discussion, at times if there's a question that I have about where she's going in a particular scene, or that I need help with. But, you know, he's very much in the driver's seat for the show, and so I'm always finding out along with everybody else, you know, what's actually going on with Harry. So
you've used words such as, you know, blunt and prickly and grumpy to describe your character. I'm just curious, is there a balance that you have to watch as we want her to be curmudgeonly as it is written, and yet she has to be somewhat accessible at the same time? Is that something that can necessarily be written down on a page, or is that something that they trust you as an actor to kind of say, like, we just need you to strike that balance between curmudgeonly and accessible?
Well, I guess I've never really talked about it with David. It's just been something that I guess I've sort of naturally been able to do. You know, they've never had to say sort of dial it back in terms of the bluntness or anything. I guess there's a likability there, you know, that I have, and lucky to have it, and that I don't have to worry so much about that balance. There are opportunities that David has written in some of the scripts for Harry to bare her heart to different people in the cast, and so that also helps strike a balance.
Have there ever been moments where you've been in, like, kind of looking at a scene and thinking to yourself, you know, geez, I'm not sure if she would be this curmudgeonly, or on the other end, I'm not sure she would be this open or this lovable at times?
Yes, I mean, I think there are times when I think maybe she wouldn't be quite as lovable. And, you know, if I have problems like that, I usually go to David and talk to him about it and see if we can make some kind of an adjustment, or vice versa, you know. But I try to respect his wishes as the writer and the creator of the show, and there sometimes there are directions that he is going in that I don't particularly know yet why we're going that direction until it's been written about in the next episode, if you understand what I'm saying.
Is there anything that surprised you about being a regular in a TV series, and did playing Joe on The Office kind of help prepare you for your role in Harry's Law?
Nothing helped me prepare. It's really one of the most, it sounds like I'm complaining. I don't mean to complain, but it is quite a workout physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, to be ready to work every day at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not a morning person at all. And so that's a bit of a challenge for me. And as I said before, learning that amount of dialogue and making it, really real and natural and of the character, and all of that's been it's a steep learning curve last year, but I'm really enjoying it this year. I feel like I've got the momentum under my belt, and I really enjoy going into work every day.
Thank you, Kathy, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.